Supreme Court ruled unanimously last week against improper use of amicus briefs, relevant for Flynn case. By Joel B. Polak on May 13, 2020. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously last week against the improper use of amicus briefs by judges to shape a court case as they wish, which is what Judge Emmett G. Sullivan is doing, critics say, in the ongoing Michael Flynn case. On Tuesday, Judge Sullivan announced that he would accept amicus briefs about whether he should grant the Department of Justice's DOJ motion to dismiss the case against Flynn. On Wednesday, Sullivan went a step further, appointing retired Judge John Gleason as amicus curiae, friend of the court, to argue against dismissal and to argue Flynn be held in criminal contempt. Gleason had already expressed his views in an op-ed in the Washington Post on Monday, attacking the DOJ's motion. But last week, in the case of U.S. v. Sinanang Smith, the Supreme Court held that the Ninth Circuit acted improperly by appointing three amici and directing them to brief issues that the judges wanted to consider, but the litigants had not raised. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, writing for a unanimous court, held, "In our adversarial system of adjudication, we follow the principle of party presentation. Our system is designed around the premise that parties represented by competent counsel know what is best for them, and are responsible for advancing the facts and argument entitling them to relief." Id, at 386, Scalia, J., concurring in part and concurring in judgment. In short, suits are essentially passive instruments of government. United States v. Samuels, 808 F. 2D 1298, 1301, CA 8 1987, Arnold, J., concurring in denial of Reagan Bank. They do not, or should not, sally forth each day looking for wrongs to right. They wait for cases to come to them, and when cases arise, courts normally decide only questions presented by the parties. Ibid. While such amicus briefs could be used in extraordinary circumstances, the court's list of examples did not include cases in which prosecutors simply dropped a case. Sullivan has been criticized for inviting the intervention of amicus briefs. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed published Wednesday, for example, Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz argued that judges are umpires, not ringmasters. If the litigants come to an agreement, there is no controversy. The case is over. Judge Sullivan should get back to the business of deciding actual controversies and get out of the business of producing political shows. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.